This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, December 8th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Dramatic reductions in CO2 levels will require dramatic action. Some science that doesn't quite exist yet. For Barack Obama and his promises regarding climate change, there is much yet to be answered. Cato Institute Senior Fellow in Environmental Studies, Pat Michaels, comments.
Obama is serious about reducing carbon dioxide emissions dramatically, and he's got a House and a Senate that are going to go along with him. He plans to reduce emissions to 1990 levels by the year 2020. That's only really a little bit more than 11 years from now, and 80% below 1990 levels by 2050. Now, because we've gone up roughly 15 to 20% since 1990, that's really a 90% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions 41 years from now. No one knows how to do this. Barack Obama doesn't have any idea, but this is going to be the law of the land.
Now, he's made it clear that he would like to make it very expensive to put online new coal-fired power plants, and has made a big part of his campaign the creation of, if not new auto companies, then retooling old auto companies for the production of green automobiles.
I don't know what a green automobile really is. I mean, if a green automobile is one that runs on electricity that comes out of the plug, that electricity has got to come from somewhere. 50% of our electrical production is from coal. He wants to make electrical production from coal so expensive that those plants are no longer operable. What that's going to be replaced with, I do not know. The numbers just don't add up. But the problem is, when these proposals were made, and there was a similar one made last May, it actually got onto the floor of the Senate for debate, people couldn't run away from debate fast enough because the costs came out. This is more stringent than what came out last May. How in the world are we going to get this through, given the current economic situation? I do not know.
One would think that question's been posed to him. What has he said about it?
I sense there's some tension within his group. Some people are saying, well, they're going to go slow on this, maybe do it in 2010. But the latest information is this is going to be a high-priority, fast-track item. And the evidence for that is that Henry Waxman succeeded John Dingell, or took away the chairmanship of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Waxman is very, very pro-Obama's policy. And on the Senate side, Barbara Boxer, who had a bill that was very, very similar to Obama's, has said, yes, we're ready to go on this now that we've got Waxman. All the signs are lined up, and as the auto industry collapses, all of a sudden Obama announces today that he has a prepackaged bankruptcy plan for the entire auto industry, and that the government will provide the funding for the bridge loan that will be required during the bankruptcy period. And his aides are telling us that this money will come with strings attached, that they will have to produce green cars. We are nationalizing the automobile industry. We're going to nationalize the power industry. We have a national environmentalism that we're looking at down the road.
China and India have more rapidly in recent years approached what has sort of may be thought of as the American attitude toward these global agreements on climate change. What's the possibility that a President Obama would attempt to, in essence, hide behind China and India as policies in terms of making changes in the U.S.?
Oh, I believe that Obama thinks that if the United States leads, China and India will follow. In this case, I would suspect that if we actually attempt to do what's in this law, that what will happen is jobs in manufacturing will continue to migrate to China and India, and they'll continue to emit. And what we do, all the privation and economic suffering that we bring upon ourselves, will bring us an increasingly disadvantaged economy compared to the rest of the world.
Pat Michaels is a senior fellow in environmental studies at the Cato Institute. You can read his recent work at cato.org.